Madam Chairperson. Thank you very much. Sorry for those technical difficulties. And under your instructions, I will skip the niceties and congratulatory paragraphs and will read extracts of our full statement, which will be made available to the Secretariat. The following statement is delivered on behalf of the Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action, IACGMA, comprising the United Nations entities involved in mine action. The CCW is an important platform for advancing discussions towards the further development of international humanitarian law. The United Nations trusts that high contracting parties will find a way to respond with positive action to the call by the international community for new rules of international humanitarian law. While this certainly applies to the matters of lethal autonomous weapons systems laws, the focus of this short intervention would be on matters of direct relevance to mine action, including the issue of improvised explosive devices, IEDs. Today, the United Nations wishes to highlight two key matters in relation to the fifth review conference to the CCW. First, the United Nations acknowledges the valuable discussions held and welcomes the declaration adopted in the framework of amended Protocol 2 with regard to the insidious threat of IEDs, particularly as these are increasingly being used as a weapon of choice, particularly by armed non-state actors. Discussions on IEDs are not and should not be confined to the CCW context. Nonetheless, these opportunities to exchange best practices and experiences have contributed to enhanced knowledge and understanding among states and other actors on the impact of IEDs and on measures to counter these effects. The United Nations believe that the important role of the CCW in regards to IEDs should explicitly be acknowledged in the final report of the fifth review conference. Second, the United Nations reiterates its view that existing international rules applicable to mines other than anti-personnel mines are insufficient to properly address the humanitarian and socio-economic impact of their use or presence. The Fifth Review Conference provides high contracting parties with a useful forum for discussions and follow-up negotiations to this end. The United Nations, therefore, makes a strong call for high contracting parties to include anti-vehicle mines within the agenda of the Fifth Review Conference and beyond. Madam Chairperson, the United Nations avail itself of this opportunity to call upon high contracting parties to submit their national annual reports under amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5, as well as reports pursuant to paragraph 5 of the decision on compliance as adopted by the Third Review Conference. High contracting parties are also encouraged to provide names of experts on CCW and its protocols to the pool of experts which was established pursuant to the relevant decision by the Third Review Conference. Once again this week, the United Nations congratulates Bahrain and Côte d'Ivoire for joining CCW and reiterates its call to non-high contracting parties to join the convention and its protocols at the earliest possible date. Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson.